Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. In the United States of America, today is election day for the President and for many other members of Congress. For this reason, the Company of Heaven is calling every willing lightworker into a higher service. The reason for that is that the people elected into office this year in every country are going to profoundly affect the world and what is happening around the world in relation to all governments and how governments everywhere will respond to the new patterns of divine love that are flowing into the hearts and minds of humanity from our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. So what we need to do today is to invoke the I Am presence of everyone involved with these elections, both the candidates and those voting for the candidates. We have the ability to ask the I Am presence of each person to take command of that person's heart and mind and to respond in a way that will result in the very highest good for all concerned on this planet. Each person's I Am presence is their true God reality and is always working toward that person's divine plan and the highest good. So the more we can invoke the light of God so that each person will be able to hear and comprehend that inner guidance, the better things will be manifesting in the outer world. Our I Am presence has the ability to see the bigger picture, and it will guide us to respond in ways that will enhance life on this planet. And that's true even if we don't fully comprehend the bigger picture ourselves, from our awakened consciousness in the physical plane. If we invoke our I Am presence and then listen to our inner guidance, we will make choices that will fulfill the divine plan for this important facet that is unfolding on Earth at this time. The United States of America is destined to play a vital role in bringing the renaissance of divine love into physical manifestation. And you and I and the rest of awakening humanity have the ability to greatly assist in the divine plan that is unfolding today. To help us accomplish the greatest need of the hour, our Father, Mother, God have given the Company of Heaven permission to intervene in our lives in new and profound ways. The time for Earth's ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection is at hand, and the legions of light are encouraging us to join forces with each other and to accept our service to both humanity and the light. We have the ability to empower this activity of light through our prayers, meditations, decrees, affirmations, and visualizations. Our Father, Mother, God have granted permission for the Company of Heaven to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine, this means that our efforts today, as we invoke the light of God on behalf of these elections, will be amplified 1,000,000 times by the Company of Heaven, greatly empowering our efforts. So let's begin our special time together today by breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically. As we go within to the divinity of our hearts in preparation for joining with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on this planet and the entire Company of Heaven, we ask our I Am presence and the I Am presence of every person on Earth to join our heart and minds with the hearts and minds of our Father, Mother, God. And as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving. Now, in one pointed consciousness, and with divine intentions. Let's offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint for the new earth, our new planetary cause of divine love, and our newly birthed renaissance of love. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So stay focused in your heart, open your mind, and be here now. This election is very important, and it is a vital part of the last stages of preparation that humanity must go through before we experience the greatest influx of light we have ever received in any time frame or dimension since we were first breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. This is something that has been unfolding for millennia. This influx of light will take place in two stages. The first facet of this influx of light will take place on December 12, 2012, what is known as 12-12-12, the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year of the new millennium, the day that is celebrated in the outer world as the day of the Virgin of Guadalupe, the divine feminine presence of our Mother God, the higher aspects of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father Mother God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. And the second phase of this plan will take place when the Earth aligns with the galactic core of the Milky Way, completing these cycles within cycles within cycles that are dovetailing into one rhythmic heartbeat with the heart of our Father, Mother, God. This will occur during the December solstice, December 21st, 2012. Whatever people focus on with our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs between now and these two very powerful events is being greatly amplified and empowered. So today we're going to invoke the company of heaven and the light of God to empower the patterns of perfection for divine government. Divine government is a government of the mighty I Am presence of humanity, by the mighty I Am presence of humanity, for the mighty I Am presence of humanity. So please join with me now as we invoke the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth and ask this aspect of their own divinity to take full dominion of each person's heart and mind. We ask that a concentrated force field of light be placed in, through, and around every person involved in any way with the elections taking place in the United States of America. This force field of light will help each person to be able to more clearly hear the inner guidance from his or her I Am presence, so that each one will make the choices that will enhance life on this sweet earth and greatly empower our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. Through this activity of light today, we accept and know that whoever gets elected into office will be able to transcend the past and to rise up in consciousness effectively enough to connect with their I Am presence and that inner guidance, and to tap into the patterns of perfection within our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of love. These patterns of perfection contain the viable solutions for every single malady humanity has created through the misuse of our creative faculties of thought and feeling and our gift of free will. Since the initial impulse of our fall from grace eons ago. These patterns of perfection in the new renaissance of love contain win-win solutions that will enhance life for every person on earth through love and reverence for all life as we are lifted into the profound knowing of our oneness of life. That every particle of life throughout the whole of creation is interdependent, interrelated, and interconnected. We will understand with new levels of divine consciousness that what affects one part of life affects all life, and that with every single thought, word, action, feeling, or belief we express moment by moment, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, depending on what we are choosing to empower. These patterns of perfection contain win-win solutions that will enhance life for every person on earth through love and reverence for all life. Allow these words to resonate within the core of your heart flame. These patterns contain win-win solutions that will enhance life for every person on earth through love and reverence for all life. Now, we are being asked by the Company of Heaven to empower the vision for divine government. As I mentioned, this will be a government of the I Am Presence of Humanity, by the I Am Presence of Humanity, for the I Am Presence of Humanity. A government that is working for the highest good of every particle of life on earth, humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life throughout the whole of creation. Even the spaces in between the particles and waves are being filled with the love nature of our Father, Mother, God. These patterns will reflect the perfection of our renaissance of divine love. The Company of Heaven has given us some invocations that will help us to stay focused during this election and the vitally important weeks leading up to the influxes of light that will take place on December 12th and December 21st this year. Please join with me and lightworkers around the world who are holding the sacred space for the immaculate concept of the divine government to manifest in the United States of America and every country of the world, bringing into office those souls that are connected with their I Am presence, working toward the highest good for all concerned with reverence, divine love, through oneness and a new level of divine consciousness. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person so that we'll each experience them personally and tangibly, but know that we have invoked the entire Company of Heaven, and we have invoked the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. This collective body of divinity is going to empower these invocations. And together, as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are going to bring these patterns of perfection into the physical plane. And as we do, the Company of Heaven is going to amplify these invocations 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. That is 1,000,000 times for each and every one of us. For just a moment, send forth your love and gratitude to the company of heaven and to the mighty I Am presence of every person evolving on this planet, so that each one will receive the gratitude flowing forth from the hearts of humanity in appreciation for this profound gift of divine intervention. We begin with a call for divine government. I am, I am, I am. I am my I Am presence. And I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I invoke the great beings of light associated with divine government to this planet. And I invoke the beloved ascended masters who are guarding the evolutions of Earth at this time. Blessed ones, blaze the sacred fires of God's will and divine illumination in, through, and around every person involved with the governments of the United States of America, those running for office, those voting, the electorate voting for those running for office, and for those associated with all of the governments of Earth at international, national, state, and local levels. Blaze the sacred fires of God's will and divine illumination in, through, and around the candidates, the electorate, the governmental officials of all nations. Let every person feel and tangibly experience the power of our Father God, the love of our Mother God, and the wisdom of the sons and daughters of God expanding through every heart flame. Allow the all-encompassing presence of our Father, Mother, God to flow through us as we elect our governments and vote on all issues before us. Seal this activity of light within every person's heart flame. Expand this light daily and hourly, 1,000 times, 1,000-fold, with every breath I take, until divine government is the order of the new day for this planet and all life evolving upon her. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. And so it is, beloved I Am. I now invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from suns beyond suns. I invoke El and Allah, the solar logos of the great, great central sun. I invoke Eloi and Eloah, the solar logos from the great central sun. I invoke Alpha and Omega, the solar logos from the central sun. And I invoke Helios and Vesta, the solar logos from our physical sun. Blessed ones, come forth now with the full divine momentum of the multidimensional solar activity of light that is transforming this planet into freedom's holy star. Beloved ones, blaze your great power, your transfiguring divine love, and your wisdom into every facet of the governments associated with the United States of America at international, national, state, and local levels. Blaze this sacred light into every facet of government associated with the governments of every country of the world, also at international, national, state, and local levels. Beloved ones, hold every man, woman, and child in your heart of hearts, and infuse every person with the divine truth of our oneness, God's will, and reverence for life. Throughout the universe, this activity of light is now ringing the cosmic bell of liberty, signifying and establishing the permanent golden age of spiritual freedom and the age of divine government being initiated through our new renaissance of love right here and right now. All is in readiness, and I feel the stargate of my heart now opening to full breath. I am an instrument of God, and I am serving on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. From the silence of my heart, within the divinity of my fifth dimensional solar I am presence, I affirm on behalf of all humanity, I am the open door that no one can shut. I am the light of the world, and my time is at hand. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the activation of the immaculate concept of the matrix and archetypes for the fifth dimensional patterns of divine government through our newly birthed renaissance of divine love, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I accept this God victoriously accomplished through the power of God, I am. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am that I am. I now invoke beloved Archangel Michael and the legions of power and protection from his regal court. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am, blazing within my heart and the hearts of all humanity. And by the power of light's victory, now made manifest on earth, I invoke Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection to come forth now. Beloved ones, descend into Washington, D.C. and the surrounding suburban areas. With your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force from all time frames and dimensions that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning, and lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace. Instantly transmute this energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into its original perfection of light. Beloved Archangel Michael, I now ask that you direct your legions of power and protection to expand this service that has instantaneously and God victoriously been accomplished. Expand this divine service into every state, every city, town, and homestead in the United States of America. Legions of light, with your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning and lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace. Instantly transmuted, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. I accept that this activity is instantaneously accomplished with God's divine victory. Archangel Michael, beloved one, please direct now your legions of power and protection to expand this divine service into every country, every nation, every city, province, town, and hamlet throughout planet Earth. Beloved legions of light, with your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning and lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace. Instantly transmute this negativity, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into its original perfection of light. Beloved legions of light, now in the full authority of God's will on earth, I command that in every location where this negativity was removed, that the patterns of perfection for divine government through our newly birthed renaissance of love will be established right here and right now to be maintained, eternally self-sustained, now and forever. This activity of light is instantaneously secured in the physical world of form. Through the presence of God, I am, I now ask for a special cosmic dispensation. Beloved Father, Mother God, and the legions of light throughout infinity, envelop Washington, D.C., and the United States of America, and every country on earth in the fiery embrace of the sacred fires of divine wisdom, transfiguring divine love, divine will, purity, and illumination. Secure these sacred fires through every person's heart flame to be increased daily and hourly with every breath through the I Am presence of every person on earth until divine government and all of the infinite patterns of perfection associated with divine government are permanently and firmly established in the physical world of form in the daily lives of every person evolving on this planet. I make this invocation, this command, through my I Am presence, and this decree. Through the power of God, I am blazing in every person's heart, and I accept it, God victoriously accomplished, right here and right now, with full divine power. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am that I am. Now, I am breathing the breath of the Holy Spirit into the deepest recesses of my being. Every breath I take cleanses and purifies my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this purification takes place within every cell of my body, I hold the focus of my attention on each breath as it lifts me into the full embrace of my I Am presence. With every in-breath, I reach higher and higher into my full I Am presence and higher into the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. And with every out-breath, I magnetize the full gathered momentum of God's perfection and breathe it into the physical world of form. On each in-breath, I reach higher and higher octaves of perfection. And with each out-breath, that perfection is projected into the world of form. As I continue this rhythmic breath, reaching higher and higher into the realms of truth, I surrender to the perfection of my true God reality. I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with the company of heaven. I am one with every man, woman, and child evolving on this sweet earth. From within the divinity of my heart, I affirm, I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. I invoke the all-pervading light of the universe, the supreme source of all life, the cosmic I Am, all that is. I kneel within my heart in recognition of this light of the cosmos, and I draw forth the flames representing the threefold activity of life from the heart of my Father, Mother, God, as exemplified by the Holy Trinity. I invoke the blue flame, which represents the divine power of my Father, God. I invoke the pink flame, which represents the divine love of my Mother God, the Holy Spirit. I invoke the yellow gold flame, which represents the divine wisdom of the sons and daughters of God, Christ consciousness, the I Am presence. Beloved Father, Mother God, come now and assert your rightful authority within me and all humanity. Show us how to reverently express the perfectly balanced activity of love, wisdom, and power. O Supreme Light, I acknowledge you in all life, and I give gratitude to the glorious, cosmic, and ascended beings as I invoke them and the great angelic host to amplify the energy which I am releasing this sacred and holy day to assist with co-creating divine government for the United States of America and every country on earth. This is destined to be a government of the I Am presence of humanity, by the I Am presence of humanity, for the I Am presence of humanity. Beloved presence of God, the source of all that is, I love and adore you. I acknowledge you as the owner and giver of my life, my intelligence, my substance, my all. Seal me in the love, wisdom, and power of victorious accomplishment. Blaze your light before me and prepare the way that I may always walk the path of light and the path of divine love through my newly birthed renaissance. Guard and protect me. Guide and direct me. And give me the illumination of the truth that will set me free. Help me to be your divine love in action at all times, and sustain your love through me to bless every particle of life on this sweet earth. I invoke the I Am presence of every person that is in any way associated with the governments of Earth at international, national, state, and local levels. Beloved ones, direct, sustain, and expand the portion of the divine plan which is that person's destiny through each person's heart flame. Help each one grasp the magnitude of their service to the light and their responsibility in fulfilling that portion of the divine plan, which is his or her destiny. I invoke the entire company of heaven to direct their full gathered momentum of loving and illumined obedience to God's will into the feelings, the minds, and the worlds of all governmental and business leaders throughout this planet. Through the power and presence of God, I am, I decree that divine government shall manifest now, and that all humanity shall follow the will of God with reverence for all life and the highest good for all concerned through the patterns of perfection of our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of love, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace in the physical plane of Earth. And so it is, beloved I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am that I am. I now invoke the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, and God's first cause of perfection. Through the presence of God, I am within me and in all humanity. I invoke the mighty Elohim and the legions of light associated with the sapphire blue flame of God's first cause of perfection. Blessed ones, come forth now and blaze your sacred flame into the cause and core of all of our human miscreations, every electron of energy that is reflecting pain or suffering in humanity. Expand this light through all of the human miscreations in Washington, D.C., and thence through every government capital in the world. Go forth now with your invincible angelic legions and sweep through every government building, every office, and every home in the city of Washington, D.C., and through the governmental focuses of every country in the world. Transmute the human desire to use our free will destructively that is being manipulated by our fragmented fear-based human egos. and replace that desire with the intense willingness to serve God and humanity through God's will, illumination, wisdom, and understanding. I ask for a special dispensation that will permanently station your angelic legions in Washington, D.C., and in all world government centers on Earth. I ask that these legions of angels ensure that all the rates of vibration that tie any individual to activities of discord or imbalance be quickened to the point where they are set free and released into the light. Beloved ones, protect every person from accepting negative human suggestions from our lower human egos, and help each one to be a receiver of the forces and the inspirational knowledge of the activities of God. Assist each one to be a willing participant in the fulfillment of the divine plan of establishing divine government on earth, right here and right now. Give added protection to those life streams who are already manifesting divine will through their divine plans, and protect these souls from all interference that would seek to disrupt the establishment of divine government on earth. I consciously accept this done right now, eternally sustained and all-powerfully active, ever-expanding and world-encompassing, until divine government is manifest in every country of the world. And so it is. Now, descending into the atmosphere of Earth, are the mighty legions of the new solar frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. These are fifth dimensional frequencies of light that reflect the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint of the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God. These fifth dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame contain higher expansions of light to transmute and transform back into light the misqualified energies that humanity has empowered through our fallen, fear-based human egos back to the initial impulse of our fall eons ago. Through this activity of light, we invoke the fifth-dimensional solar violet flame with the intensity and might of 1,000 suns. I invoke the legions of light associated with this violet flame, and I invoke the goddess of liberty, the goddess of divine justice, the goddess of freedom, and the goddess of victory. I invoke the silent watchers, the mighty guardians, and the cosmic beings who are assisting humanity to integrate and assimilate these new higher frequencies of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame at this time from inner levels, establishing this sacred fire in the physical plane of Earth through the heart flames of the I Am presence of all of humanity. Legions of light, come forth now and blaze the most powerful cleansing activity of this fifth-dimensional solar violet flame that humanity and the Earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. Expand now, on this election day, the most intensified activity of the violet flame that the Earth has ever received. I open the stargate of my heart, and I am instantly the open door for this most powerful fifth dimensional frequency of the solar violet transmuting flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth has ever experienced. And simultaneously, I invoke the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet to open the stargate of their hearts to full breath, allowing each one to instantly be the open door for this intensified activity of light in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. This violet flame pulsates through my heart flame and blazes in through and around every heart, the heart flame of every person on the planet, expanding through each person's heart flame through their I Am presence. As this activity of light blazes in through and around every person's heart flame, it expands now to envelop the entire planet Earth, pulsating in through and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Through the divine power of forgiveness and forgetfulness, this violet flame transmutes this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever. As this activity of light is God victoriously accomplished, the silent watchers, the great guardians over every country, every state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet now reach out their great loving arms and raise up a limitless number of souls in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Each of these light workers, through their I Am presence, understands the full importance of this sacred gift of fire now being offered by our Father, Mother, God, the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God's divine light, the masculine and feminine expression of God's infinite perfection, now made manifest to help free humanity from all human distresses and all of our miscreations, every particle of life on earth that is causing pain or suffering for any person, place, condition, or thing. The conscious use of this mighty sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God is causing to be established within every one of these locations great force fields of the violet flame, which will continually bathe every person in each of these vicinities on the planet. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity, this violet flame begins to expand and expand. It merges with the immortal, victorious threefold flame blazing in every person's heart and explodes into a tremendous starburst of light. This influx of the violet flame increases to the intensity and power of 1,000 suns and begins its concentrated force field of instantaneous transformation. Beloved legions of light associated with the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the immaculate concept for all life, and every expression is a healing benediction of our renaissance of divine love. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their I Am presence. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, compassion, and healing are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, through all economic systems, all money and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world until every nation unites in cooperative service so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease and human miscreation, its cause and core, is transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries, and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. Now blaze the light of 1,000 suns in through and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept for the new earth, our new planetary cause of divine love, and our newly birthed renaissance of love is manifest, and all life evolving on this planet is wholly ascended and free. I accept that this activity of light is being God victoriously accomplished right here and right now, to be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. And so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room and become aware of my physical body. As I allow these divine energies to be assimilated at a physical, etheric, mental, and emotional level, I continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically. Precious heart, I want to thank you for the light you're adding to the world. Thank you for joining us today for this activity of light to expand the patterns of divine government tangibly in the physical world of form. Please join with us again next week as we continue expanding the light of God on earth, daily and hourly, moment by moment. I'm Patricia Cota-Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.